the second largest crossword puzzle tournament in the USA, with the great title of Lollapuzzoola, takes place in New York every August. The tournament attracted the attention of Helen Zaltzman, the creator and presenter of the podcast The Illusionist, an idiosyncratic podcast which takes listeners on small adventures in the English language. Helen visited Lollapuzzoola last year in the company of her American friend Bruce Ryan and gave a highly entertaining account of the competition in her show. Bruce is what you would describe as a serious crossword competitor.
I came here about 5 years ago, and the people were so nice. I didn't win, but I didn't finish last. And I had such a great time that I've come back every year, and now I go to crossword puzzle tournaments throughout the year. So I go to tournaments in Los Angeles and Washington and all over.
He goes on to explain the importance of the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament.
It's run by Will Shortz of the New York Times, and that has been a very long-standing tournament that's been around, and that's the standard by which everybody judges who is the greatest of the year, effectively. It is the big official tournament, but it also makes everybody very stressed out because it's the big official tournament. Lollapuzzoola is kind of a little less serious. A lot of serious competitors, but it's just not as much. It's not as stressful.
Some people are really obsessed with the New York Times crossword. Blogger Michael Sharp is one of them.
I write a daily column about the New York Times crossword puzzle under the pseudonym Rex Parker. It's called Rex Parker Does the New York Times Crossword Puzzle. Every day I look at the puzzle and talk about or write about whether I think it's any good, whether I thought it was entertaining. Sometimes it's a kind of solving diary where I talk about where I messed up and I write about my life in relation to the puzzle. So it's a combination of analysis and, yeah, it's like a diary.